And at this time, we're visiting with Burwell head football coach Luke Gideon, who joins us in our pregame show. Coach, 1-1 to start the season. I know a tough game last week against a really good St. Mary's team. Just talk about bouncing back from that, and have you been pleased with the effort that your kids have given you in practice this week?
Yeah, I've been pleased for what we've got done in practice so far this week. Yes, we need to bounce back. That was a pretty tough loss we took, especially the way we played the first game. And then going into the second game, we just made so many mistakes, especially on special teams. We gave up 4 touchdowns on special teams, kind of got ourselves in a hole, and just never really got to play the game like we wanted to. So we did everything that kind of happened last week. We feel that was correctable, and that's what we're going to work on.
Coach, 2 games into the season now, what are some of the things that you've been most pleased with through the first couple of games?
Well, the first game was just our complete, you know, we executed. We took care of the football. We never made hardly any mistakes. And, you know, I felt Elgin has a good football team, and we just were able to do what we wanted to do, and didn't have a lot of penalties. And then the following week, we just did just the opposite of that. So it was kind of a tale of 2 games, and hopefully we can get everything straightened back out and get back on track and do what I know we're capable of doing.
Coach, we as media, we always like to talk about strategy. We talk about different formations and the strategy and everything. But I know that the game of football can come down to just fundamental things, things just like blocking and tackling and the technique. In those areas, the fundamentals, what have you seen from your team through the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, the first game, really good. I mean, really good open field tackling. Blocking was good, no penalties, took care of the football. And then last week, you know, the game was a strange game for the fact the way the special teams affected us. We just we had a hard time containing one of their players on special teams, and he kept running them back for touchdowns. So it wasn't even during the offense or defensive series. It was happening to us during the special teams. So obviously that's one area we really need to work on.
Coach, talk about the leadership style of this year's team. I know sometimes it can be vocal, sometimes it's by work ethic or by example. What about the leadership style of this year's team? Is it one of those things or kind of a combination thereof?
It's a combination. You know, we've only got 3 seniors on our team, so we got another small class. You know, we lost 4 seniors last year and only got 3 this year, so we rely quite a bit on our younger guys and then underclassmen to step up to the role. But you know, the guys we got are doing their job, and it's been everybody working together.
This week's game is going to be on a Thursday. Does that change your practice schedule at all during the course of the week, or does it kind of pretty much stay the same with it being played on a Thursday as opposed to a Friday?
No, it changes everything. We, you know, as far as, you know, just everything gets moved up a day. So yesterday, what we normally do on a Monday, you know, but we had some work to do after the, you know, the loss we took on Friday was pretty hard. So we needed to do some stuff on Monday to get us back in, you know, both the mental frame of the game of football, and also just to show us that, you know, hey, all this stuff is fixable. We just, you know, we just got to be better than that, and we are better than that.
You get Sandhill Stentford this week. Talk a little bit about them and your preparation, and what has been the focus for Burwell getting ready for them this week?
Well, you know, they've always been a tough game in the last couple of years. You know, they 2 years ago they won a state championship, and then last year they were in the running for another one. So, you know, they've always been, you know, they developed a culture there where they got a good football team and they're going to play tough. And so we know what we're up against because we played them, you know, the last 3 years, and we know what they're about. So they're not going to be any different than they have been in the past. So they're playing on their home field, and they like their football up there. So we better be ready.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday.
I appreciate that.
Coach Gideon joining us on our pregame show.